Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. From the hadith we do today, we'll see that there are two types of things that will happen closer to Qiyamah. One is that the amount of affluence, apparent affluence that will be there, people will turn towards, and the other thing, the difficulties also that will be there. So both these things, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are warning us that don't get carried away with these things. Rather, a person should be concerned at what is the condition of his iman. Don't get carried away with the outside effects and the outside influence. Be more concerned at that time what is the condition of our iman. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تقوم ساعة حتى يحسر الفرات عن جبل من ذهب يقتتل عليه فيقتل من كل 199 فيقول كل رجل منهم لعلي أن أكون أنا أنجو وفي رواية يوشك أن يحسر الفرات عن كنز من ذهب فمن حضره فلا يأخذ منه شيئا متفق عليه. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the final hour will not come until the Euphrates river dries up and exposes a mountain of gold that lies within it. People will fight over it, and 99 out of every 100 will be killed. Each one of them will say, I hope that I will be the one who is saved. So much of fighting will take place, so much of bloodshed. And here again we can see for what? For wealth, for money. Yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioning a mountain of gold will be exposed and people will fight so much. It shows us something that when it comes for money also, continuously right up till the day of Qiyamah, you'll find that people will be fighting for this money. And what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us is that each person will say, I hope I am the one to be saved. Another narration has it, a time will soon come when the Euphrates river will dry up and expose its treasures of gold. Whosoever is present at that time should not take any of it. What advice Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taking? If you happen to be present at that time, people are there, this mountain of gold is exposed, people are fighting, what you should do? You shouldn't take anything. You stay away from it. Don't take anything from it. وعنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول يتركون المدينة على خير ما كانت لا يغشاها إلا العوافي يريد عوافي السباع والطير وآخر من يحشر راعيان من مزينة يريدان المدينة ينعقان بغنمهما فيجدانها وحوشا حتى إذا بلغ ثنية الوداع خرا على وجوههما متفق عليه. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, people will leave Madinah Sharif despite the good in it. Despite the good in Madinah Sharif, people will leave Madinah Sharif. How many times are you hear people that are there complaining things are too difficult, too hard, the conditions, the living conditions are too hard, they start leaving. But here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking about leaving in a mass scale, that people will leave Madinah Sharif despite the good in it, despite the good it contains, and only wild beasts and birds will live in it. Now who will start to be so empty? Only wild beasts and birds will start living in Madinah Sharif. The last people to be brought for the final hour will be two shepherds from Muzayna tribe who will be heading towards Madinah Sharif. They will herd their sheep towards it, and find it deserted. When they come now towards Madinah, bringing the sheep, and they come in, they find Madinah Sharif completely deserted. When they reach Thaniyat al-Wada, they will fall on their faces. Thaniyat al-Wada, the place where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go, and he would go to receive, and people would come there to receive him. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was coming to Madinah Sharif, also the young children, the people all came there to make his istiqbal, to receive. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would see jamaats off, he would come to that point known as Thaniyat al-Wada. So this is the Thaniyat al-Wada they're speaking about. These people will come there, these two shepherds, when they reach Thaniyat al-Wada, they will fall on their faces. Two explanations ulama give for this hadith. One is that this was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's prophecy that the Khilafah would be transferred from Madinah al-Munawwara to Iraq and Syria, because at that time Madinah was prosperous both spiritually and brimming with scholars, etc. It was prosperous in terms of the barakat Allah Pak had given, and in terms of the scholars, and in terms of the people that were learning there. But it was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prophecy that the Khilafat also will be moved away from there. And we can see that it was moved away shortly. Other scholars say that the prophecy is yet to be fulfilled close to Qiyamah. So one of two meanings. So there are two explanations given to this hadith. And Nabi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يكون خليفة من خلفائكم في آخر الزمان يحث المال ولا يعد ولا يعده. حضرت أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه نريد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said at the end of time one of your khalifs will distribute wealth without counting it. One of your there'll be so much of, in other words, so much of wealth, there'll be so much of barakah, and there'll be so much of honesty also at that time, that one of your khalifs will just take that wealth and he'll distribute it. No need to count it. Why no need to count it? Because the people that are giving it also are so generously giving it. People that are receiving it also are so honest. If there happens to be more than they deserve, they'll come back and they'll return it. And the people that are in charge also will be so honest. So ulama give two explanations to this. Either it's referring to the early part of Islam, when there was so much of wealth that was coming in, there was so much of honesty. I mean, the Khulafa were in charge, the Khulafa Rashideen, Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu, etc. So there was so much, so it's either referring to Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu's time, when there was so much of honesty that was prevailing and prosperity, or it could be referring to Imam Mahdi, when he comes in his time, in his zamana when he comes, he'll be the Khalifa, there'll be so much of prosperity, and he'll be so honest in the way he gives, that there won't be even any need to count it. Either way, whichever view it is, either Imam Mahdi or whether it is the time of the Usman radiallahu anhu that has been referred to in this hadith, the main thing for us to be concerned about is what our condition of our iman will be at that time. A Muslim is not worried only about what is going to happen in the future or what already happened in the past. He is concerned about what is my condition of my iman at that time when all these things come. Am I going to be able to stick onto the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stick to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Or will I get carried away with all these things? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.